He kōna e ipurangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
The sounds of fans chanting for the Afghan rugby team playing in Indonesia in August at the Asian Rugby Sevens Championship. What was just as much a show of support was the reception that the team got at the airport when they landed back in Auckland after winning the silver medal. The media, family and a huge group of community members, it was a massive welcome.
First of all, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It's been really, really crazy. And to get the reception that we did when we came back, like, I've been humbled. I was so surprised. And to see smiles on their faces, it was just a blessing, to be honest.
Kia ora, this is Voices with me, Kadambri. That's Mohammed Safi from Christchurch, who along with his brother Jibran were part of the team.
Everything, alhamdulillah, really, really, really worked well this year. So for me, Mohammed and Jibran, this was our first competition, so we were very, very excited to go along with the boys. And the other brothers had, they've had a few competitions, you know.
And that's Bilal Sleiman Kale, who took on the role of managing the team while five of his brothers played. Essentially, the Afghan rugby team comprised six brothers from Auckland, two brothers from Christchurch, Mohammed and his brother Jibran, and two other Afghani players from the UK.
We had a very good bonding. We got along very well. You know, we went to prayers together. We ate together. You know, we discussed what's going to happen in the game time, you know.
Unfortunately, for Bilal, he couldn't play this comp because he had knee surgery. So he came out as our manager. But for me as a player, oh, man, I would have never imagined, to be honest, playing for my country, Afghanistan. Man, I've always dreamed of it. I always thought that it would be the cricket or something else, but to play rugby for Afghanistan, and I can't express my feelings towards that because it's way beyond happiness and blessing.
Omar with a quick tap to big brother number three, Sayer. That's a great run from Sayer. Advantage played for Afghanistan. Penalty to Afghanistan.
A chance to represent their country of birth with their love for a game that they discovered in their adopted home, New Zealand, is closely connected to memories of their loved ones. Mohammed's father was one amongst those killed in the Christchurch mosque attacks in 2019.
When I lost my dad, I had no way of dealing with it. So I held it in for so long because my other family members, my brothers, my mom especially, they needed me to be strong. So, when the opportunity came, I was like, I definitely need that to, you know, get stress relief from the event that happened. You know, the training, the build-up to the games, the games, making it final. So, you know, all that just massive stress relief for me, to be honest. For the last 2 years, I did not actually believe that it happened the way it did. So, that opportunity of playing for Afghanistan, it helped me so much.
When he looks back at his first few years in New Zealand as a newly arrived refugee, rugby wasn't exactly a feature. Definitely not for his father, who had other ideas for Mohammed, in fact.
My dad, he always saw me as a cricketer, to be honest. When we all arrived as refugees in 2007, we flew from India. So it was in India, it was always cricket. I've always been a pretty athletic person. But when I came here, I saw all these rugby games. And so I was like, wow, this is some intense sport. So I was like, yes, I want to try that. In 2009, I actually started playing under 13s for my local club.
And what did your family think about it? Both you and your brother got into it. Was your family supportive?
When me and my brother Jibran, after games, when we came back all muddy and stuff, my mom would be so angry. My dad would be like, what is the point? You know, you go out there, come back all muddy. What do you get out of it? So they were not always supportive. They did not always like it whenever it was on the TV or that in there. So they were like, what if a big injury happens to you and stuff? So, but I got my dad into it. I was like, Dad, you know, me and my brother, we're playing just down the road. How about you just come and watch? So he came and watched and saw us actually playing so well. He actually enjoyed it. So ever since after that game, he was actually liking the game. He was watching it more on TV, especially the All Blacks.
Bilal Slamonkel, on the other hand, grew up with a band of brothers who got right into the sport in Auckland pretty early on.
We started playing rugby at a very young age, from primary level, grabbing the ball and, you know, getting involved in lunchtime and also sort of watching the All Blacks play at a very young age. So we would have been sort of 5, 6 when we first started watching the All Blacks play. So we all wanted to be John Lomu in the backyard, you know, the younger brothers and the older brothers. You know, that was the most famous rugby player, you know, that we loved watching and playing. So we came here when we were very small. In 1994, we came, and Dr. Hashim, my uncle, he's the sort of backbone of the whole family. So from, I'm talking about close family to extended family. So he first came in 1988. He sort of brought all of us to New Zealand to start a new life and, you know, start from beginnings.
Dr. Hashim was tragically killed in a suicide bomb explosion in Kabul in 2018 while on holiday visiting family. He was the founder of the Afghan Association and a well-loved community figure in Auckland. And he played a big part in nurturing the Slamonkel family's love for rugby.
He was an amazing person. He helped us so much, you know. He used to take us early mornings to school. He used to come and watch us, you know, rugby after school. And, you know, he used to drop us off, you know. Even my other brothers, my older brothers, they played all first 15 rugby and stuff. He always used to drop them off and watch their games. And if he saw us playing rugby now, oh, my God, he would have loved, I reckon... He would have come with us. He would have been there on the sideline watching, you know, like cheering us on. You know, he loved Afghanistan and he really, you know, he would have really been proud of, like, you know, how well, you know, everyone has come along and all the brothers, you know, getting together and sort of representing Afghanistan and putting a smile on people's faces, you know what I mean?
It's been an incredibly tough few years for both their families, and seeing how much the game has helped them through these huge personal losses, both Bilal and Muhammad are now advocates for more youth in the community to take up sport, particularly newly arrived refugees.
Sport can really bring a lot of happiness to people that are really, you know, going through difficulty times, especially, you know, mentally, you know. Sport has always been there for us, you know. It helped us a lot, you know. It's a lot of stress relief, you know what I mean? Not just rugby, just sport in general. It's very good for your mental well-being.
There is more help than there ever was for the Afghan community, especially down here in Christchurch. We have this Afghan multicultural sports trust that they can come and ask anything. And especially those traumatized Afghans that just recently flew from Afghanistan after all that that happened. Definitely there's help, more help now than there was before, which is really good for the Afghans that recently flew.
When all of you are together as a team, do you normally just talk to each other in English? What's your default?
For us, we all speak Pashto, so it's really easy for us to communicate in that language. But then when we are around other people, so we don't like being rude, so we just speak in English. But when we are training or when we were training and stuff, we would always speak Pashto just to communicate better with the players.
Within your family, all of you still feel very strongly rooted to your Afghani culture?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we like to keep our traditions, our cultures. I mean, that's the only thing we have from Afghanistan. And I mean, we're pretty, very proud of our culture and our traditions. I mean, we have it like no other, to be honest. I mean, it's incredible. Such a beautiful tradition, such a beautiful cultures. I mean, if you do go visit Afghanistan, you would know, like, wow, this, it's truly something blessing, to be honest.
I've been to Afghanistan a few times, and every time I come back, I want to go back. It's amazing culture. It's the food, you know, the people. They're very welcoming, you know. Afghan people are very welcoming. We love smiling with one another, you know what I mean? So you start a conversation, and then the conversation ends up going for a green tea somewhere. So there's always a green tea involved in an Afghan household, you know. Conversations, they last forever. And there's, you know, it's special. It's very special, Afghan culture, you know. It's amazing, you know. People don't know how amazing Afghanistan is.
My dad, he cried every time something came up on the news because he missed it so much, and he felt so sad because that this is happening in Afghanistan.
What was happening was the rise of the Taliban. After 20 years, the Taliban returned to power late last year, and already the country has seen a return to some of the more hardline policies. But despite everything, representing Afghanistan from all the way here in New Zealand is huge for both Mohammed and Bilal's family.
If he was here, I mean, he would have truly been so proud of me and my brother of representing Afghanistan, because he loved Afghanistan so much. If he was here, he would have definitely came with us, watched our games live in Indonesia. But if he was here right now, he would be pushing us to keep training to make it to a next comp.
And that's exactly what the team intend on doing. The next year has a few comps in the calendar, and the big one, the Asian Olympics, which the boys have set their sights on.
Because you've been seeing it a lot in cricket for the last few years, you know what I mean? If you see the stadiums in Dubai, you see how passionate Afghan people are, especially when it comes to sport. So they do really want to win. And that's what we wanted to as well. We came second in this competition, but inshallah, the next competition, I told the boys, I said, we are definitely going to win the next competition.
Big thanks to Bilal Slimankhel and Mohammed Safi of the Afghan rugby team, who brought home the silver at the Asian Rugby Sevens in Indonesia in August. I'm Kadambri Raghukumar, and every week I meet people like Bilal and Mohammed who've made New Zealand home. You can hear more voices' stories like theirs on Apple, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts from, and on our RNZ website as well. Today's episode was mixed by Flo Wilson, and I'm Kadambri Raghukumar. Thanks for listening.